Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry.
And welcome to 15 Minutes of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency,
your fierce choice for insurance.
And our show today is titled A Grand Obsession. Welcome, say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Greetings and salutations.
And welcome, success friends. Thanks for joining us today to a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% of inspiration. In fact, when I get done with this show, I can't wait for Monday to get here. So join us here each Saturday morning and rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello to Bob at the controls this morning.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Bob.
You know, we love being a part of KLBB Radio every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. And Bob, they get to hear you every Monday through Friday, right?
Monday through Friday, noon to 2.
Loving it. And remember, success friends, you can listen for our lemon drops every morning now, Monday through Friday at 9:20 a.m. Our lemon drops are a little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. But hey, success friends, our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. Our show is born from the idea that to be successful, you only need a grand obsession and the tools to ensure that your grand obsession stays alive. And you know, today we are talking about my favorite subject, having a grand obsession. And my definition of a grand obsession is something that gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you going late into the night. And get this, a grand obsession doesn't have to be this gigantic, enormous thing. A grand obsession can be as small as trying to walk 10,000 steps a day, or as big as trying to walk 10,000 steps a day. You know, my good friend Dave Peel is working up to that 10,000 mark, and for him, 2,500 steps a day is a great accomplishment. But, you know, he wakes up knowing what he is after today, and his head hits the pillow appreciating the effort he made. Remember, grand obsessions are like parts in a play. There are no small parts, and there are no small grand obsessions. But success, friends, let's talk about this grand obsession for a minute. What is it, and how do you get one? Again, a grand obsession is a reason to get out of bed in the morning and a reason to work late into the night. A grand obsession is something that you want to accomplish, a dream, your dream. The dream may be trying to lose 5 pounds to fit into a pair of pants, or it may be to own your own business, or maybe run a marathon, or even become a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Whatever it is, it's yours, and it's enough, and it is never too late to start. Remember, compete, don't compare, and while we're on the subject of a grand obsession, it is a very clear idea in your mind. It is so clear that if asked, you could write it down on a piece of paper. You could break it down so well that you would know what you need to do today and every day. It is so clear you can find pictures of what it is going to look like when you get there. Your grand obsession is so clear that you have a pretty good idea of when you will achieve your dream. Knowing all that, my fine success friends, is why you get up early in the morning and why you work late into the night when needed.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. You need to have a little time for friends and family, too.
So true, Jerry. But, you know, there are times when we need to do what we don't feel like doing. You know, as an example, Jerry, when I started in sales, my grand obsession was to do business with one client. It was a very clear to me, as in, if I don't sell, I don't eat. So my idea was clear, and I could and did write it down. I even discovered what I needed to do on a daily basis. I had to dial the phone 300 times a day so that I could find three people that I could give an insurance quote to. And I knew if I could quote three people in one day, on average, I would sell insurance to one of those people. Knowing this information was exciting to me. It meant I could eat, so I had no problem getting up early. The problem was finding the three quotes to give out each day, and sometimes that did keep me working into the night. But it was okay. I had a grand obsession. Success friends, you have heard me on this radio show tell you I was doing without, but I was dreaming within. Dream streaming, as I like to call it. I was thinking about how good it would be when I got my commission check. I was dream streaming about what the house on the hill would look like when I made it. I was dream streaming about the exotic places I would travel to, about the life I would live. But that is exactly what a grand obsession will do for you. It will allow you to do the things successful people do, like dial the phone 300 times a day. But that's what it is, success friends, knowing where you want to go, knowing how to get where you want to go. But now you may say, I only want to lose some weight or I want to quit smoking. Those things don't get me out of bed in the morning or keep me up at night. In fact, you may say they aren't all that exciting. I say, turn your frown upside down. These are the types of grand obsessions that are so exciting. You see, when you lose a little weight or quit smoking or quit drinking, you are changing your world, and world changing is very exciting stuff. Hey, lose 5 pounds and you can walk a bit farther, a bit faster. Quit smoking and you get to see your children and grandchildren grow to an age you wouldn't have had a chance to see. You become more active and you can dream again. It is all in your attitude. And as I say, just as there are no small parts, there are no small grand obsessions. Realize that about the grand obsession and you get excited. But let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this, Jerry, we have some success quotes and a fascinating story.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile.
I'm Tom Fierce.
And I'm Geriatrics.
And we're inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Just call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzer! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. Call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107.
Take the KLBB Challenge, 651-738-0107.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm going to make believe it came from you.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, want to remind you, we are tweeting live today. You can find us at hashtag Fierce Choice for Twitter. And do me a favor, like us at the Thomas Fierce Insurance on Facebook.
Hey, Tom, they can also follow us on Instagram. Lemon Drops, the number 4U.
Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate that. Lots of ways to get a little bit of good motivation going. And Jerry, it's time for our success quotes of the day. And you know, this first one is a success quote I've loved for years. It comes from J.C. Penney. Give me a stock clerk with a goal and I'll give you a man who will make history. Give me a man with no goals and I will give you a stock clerk. Isn't that fabulous, Jerry?
Love it, Tom!
Our second quote is a Native American proverb. If we wonder often, the gift of knowledge will come. And success, friends, that's just kind of dream streaming right there. And how about you, Jerry? Do you have one for us?
Yes, this comes from the director, John Waters. Without obsession, life is nothing.
And it is so true, Jerry. You know, we can meander aimlessly or we can have a destination. And Jerry, speaking of a destination, I want to share with my success friends on this subject of a grand obsession, a true story about Bruce Lee, the martial arts expert and movie actor.
Okay, go for it, Tom.
Now, what I want to share is a letter that Bruce Lee wrote to himself. And he wrote a mission statement, if you will, to himself in January of 1969. He was 28 years old of age. He was a minor TV actor. He had he was featured in the most famous one was the ill-fated Green Hornet series. But he had just had a second child, wasn't making a lot of money, no financial security to speak of. But he decided to write down his definite chief aim. And he wrote to himself, I, Bruce Lee, will be the first highest paid Oriental superstar in the United States. In return, I will give the most exciting performances and render the best of quality in the capacity of an actor. Starting in 1970, I will achieve world fame. And from then onward, till the end of 1980, I will have in my possession $10 million. I will live the way I please and achieve inner harmony and happiness. And that's from Bruce Lee, January of 1969. Now, unfortunately, Bruce Lee died 4 years after writing this letter. But what's amazing is that he met and superseded all the goals he had set out to achieve in this letter to himself. He still is regarded as one of the greatest Asian American superstars in the U.S. and the world, and his net worth exceeded his goal of $10 million as well. Bruce Lee set his goals, and he set out to make them true, and he actually did make them true. That's the power of writing this stuff down. And if you were to sit down, success friends, and put pen to paper, what would your grand obsession be? Success friends, I know this is 15 minutes of fun, but success is also serious business. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Today is all that we have. We need to become aware of our wants and desires, and we must write them down. We must clarify what our grand obsession is. We must understand how important it is to define what success means to us. Again, success friends, you know, I am so excited to be a part of your day. I have a grand obsession of bringing lemon drops to over 100,000 people a day. So listen every morning at 9:20 on KLBB Radio, Monday through Friday for our daily lemon drops, and join us here each Saturday at 11:30 for Ensure Your Success. And one last idea, as Napoleon Hill said, all riches and all material things that anyone acquires through self-effort begin in the form of a clear, concise mental picture of the thing one seeks. You must know where you want to go. Maybe you can't see running the whole marathon. Then start with what you can see and grow from there. Just make it bigger than you, and you will be inspired to build your mountain from your little hill. Until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., I ask you to be enthusiastic. This is Tom Fierst and Geriatric saying goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, success. Jerry, do you have any last words for our success friends?
Yet, I want to remind everybody to call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency at 651-738-0107 and take the KLBB Challenge. You can even go to our website at fiercechoice.com and see just how much money we are saving clients just like you. And hey, remember, don't text and drive. Goodbye.
Bye, Jerry. Bye, success friends.
With a fine young son to take my place, I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna build